It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey everyone, welcome to my channel. We are in the 22nd Excel worksheet for psychological evaluation of relationships. This one is about primary interest motivation. We did the previous one, primary interest, which was a broad range of broad set of topics. Yes, it depends upon what questions we are asking and what we are trying to derive out of it, as always. This one I have made specifically for those who are dating, those who are in relationships to find out about your partner. So go for this. Download links are in the Excel worksheet. In the download links in the description box, you can download it and check it out for yourself. Now, we are also trying to bridge in this one the links between astrology and psychology itself. Okay, so let's do that. And we have to go step by step in this. This one specifically is for understanding what are the primary interests in terms of people, place, activity and thing, but specifically in context to dating, specifically in context to what you want to understand about your partner's preferences. We all have preferences as people, and it's primarily determined by our astrological chart as well. That's the bridge we are trying to build here, right? So, in terms of people, place, activity or thing, what is the preference of the person, the partner or whomever you're dating? Okay, let's take the first question. For example, when planning a date, which aspect excites you the most? Meeting and interacting with people, exploring new and interesting location, which is a place-based thing, participating in a fun or engaging activity, which is an activity-based thing, or having meaningful conversations about specific topics, which is a thing-based activity. And so on it goes. There are total about 28 questions in this, and these are all everyday questions. For example, the basic one: what do you find most attractive in a partner? Their social skills and ability to connect, which is a people-based person. Their sense of adventure and love of travel, which is a place-based. Their enthusiasm for activities and hobbies, which is activity, obviously. Their taste in items and possessions, which is thing-based inclination. So it will total it up here in the column. All you have to do is fill in yes here. Okay, I'm going to hide these two columns just for more clarity. It's not required for you to know these. Just answer a yes in this answer column, and this pie chart will get formed on formulas, which will be based on the totals derived from here. Okay, this, by the way, this particular totals, all NLP totals, are going to be done in the last sheet. I will explain it to you later. Now let's talk about the astrological part. With regard to astrology, how does it pan out that your interests are more people-based? What does it mean astrologically in your chart? People-based means you are dominantly working from Jupiter, Sun and Moon aspects in your chart with respect to romantic inclinations. You might also take it as more fifth house presence. Fifth house is the house of love. Seventh house also can be, but it's more of marriage. It's more of a contractual binding and how you interact later on. There's a difference between fifth and seventh house. We are talking both fifth and seventh house questions here. Therefore, fifth and seventh house presence of planets will dictate that. Okay? Think of it that way. So the place-based person will have more Mercury and Moon presence in the 5th or 7th house. They're more interested in places. Where are we going? What kind of restaurant are we eating in? What kind of things will I get to see? Place-based means geographical location, the locale wherever you are going to go for a date, or what do you enjoy most? Do you enjoy going to a mall? Are you a mall person? Or do you go to theaters to see a drama? Or do you go to, you know, nature to hang out? All these things are determined by Mercury and Moon. Generally speaking, these are place-oriented things. Moon being the fourth house, Mercury being all the greenery, literally. Mercury stands for nature. If your partner is having more of a mercurial nature, they will prefer or be affected by a lot that goes on in a place, for example. Then there is the thing preference, Rahu, Ketu and Saturn. These are all planets or points which are more focused on a thing aspect, abstraction of it, the material part of it. Saturn is very focused only on the thing part. So is Mars in a way, but Mars is more activity driven. Saturn is more thing driven only. So is Rahu Ketu, by the way. They don't have any personality, they just have a drive. So they don't look for the jiva, or they don't look for the spirit, or they don't look for the life aspect in things. Rahu, Ketu and Saturn will look for the material part only, not the life part of things. These are the kind of people who would love gadgetries. They would love talking about abstract ideas, for example. That's a thing based. Even an abstraction of an idea in this context is a thing, is an object. Every idea, every thought form is an object so far as this thing is concerned. Okay? As contrasted to place or people, by the way. That's the way we got to see this whole thing. Activity, as the name suggests, is more of motion oriented. Therefore, Venus and Mars. Therefore, Aries, Taurus, Libra and Scorpio, for example. They're more activity driven. They want to do stuff. Go here. Whatever I'm doing, activity, you can also equate it to the previous worksheet of in time and through time. Time preferences. All of these are linked psychologically and subconsciously. Okay, every one of these worksheets which is in the drive, download in the description box, is about that. Is about understanding your innate drives, what drives you. Once you understand the innate drives, it's easier to sort of work with the person. It's not to sit and judge the other person, it's just to know, okay, this person likes such and such, or this person is inclined towards more people, inclined towards activity, or likes fancy gadgets, or sci-fi movies, or whatever it is, you know, different things. You can see the questionnaire, they are all everyday questions, yeah. And the idea is to understand it so that we understand astrological chart even better. If there is a dominance, for example, for activity, they will be more focused in the third house, in the fifth house, seventh house, or even in the 12th house, 11th house. Okay? Why? Because these two planets, Venus and Mars, will drive a person to do stuff. I want to do something. I don't feel contented with so much with things. I'm not focused on people either. I don't care about what we are, what kind of people hang out in a mall, for example. As long as I know what I'm going there in the mall for, they will directly go to a shop, pick up things, whatever they need to pick up. The activity of shopping is more interesting to them in a mall than actually the surroundings. They're oblivious to the surroundings. As you might know, many of your friends might be like that. Here we are trying to know your partner, your intimate partner, whoever you are dating. This, make this a fun exercise, don't make it a drab and boring one. Go through this and see if it matches your chart. That's where it gets really interesting, because each one of this chart, each one of these nine planets and points are nothing but your psychological drive. Okay. So do this test. If you have comments, leave it in the description box. I'll see you in the next.